Dictation for Vicky, V-I-C-K-Y, Humbert, H-U-M-B-E-R-T. December 2362, addresses a letter to Eva, E-V-A, Bartlett, B-A-R-T-L-E-T-T, 261-5359, M-D. Dear Dr. Bartlett, follow-up for Mrs. Humbert, chronic kidney disease, hypertension. Last visit was in March. Was admitted for pneumonia and parapneumonic effusion. Grand Rapids, was there for about 10 days. Chest took place and completed antibiotics. She's back to work, feeling fatigued, tired. No oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine. Did have paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Did not require electrical cardioversion. Underlying rheumatoid arthritis on medications may be predisposing to infection. Presently, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination. Prior edema in the hospital has resolved. Other review system right now is negative. Medication review. I'm going to highlight the blood pressure norvascoric, HCTC. Remains on leflunomide, L-E-F-L-U-M-O-M-I-D-E, as well as tocilizumab. T as in today, O-C-I-L-I-Z-U-M-A-B for the rheumatoid arthritis. Only takes prednisone for flare-ups. Last treatment was 2 weeks before admission to the hospital for pneumonia. Only took it for 2 days, 5 milligrams. Next paragraph, present weight down to 194, blood pressure by nurse 135-88. No localized, no respiratory distress, alert orientation 3, coarse routes in both bases, no gross consolidation or pleural effusion, no pericardial wrap, no ascites tenderness, about 2 plus edema and focal. Next paragraph, I review the discharge summary. Not much information given, except that was treated for pneumonia. Left pleural effusion. Is my understanding no bacteria was isolated. They place TPA on the pleural space to prevent loculation. I found an echocardiogram. Ejection fraction was normal at 64. Right ventricle normal, no major abnormalities. I also review the CT scan. That's what that was done with IV contrast, October 14. No pericardial effusion, normal heart, no pulmonary embolism. She did have bilateral consolidation, left more than right. complete atelectasis on the left lower lobe and moderate left pleural effusion. Next paragraph, the last chemistry is available when she was in the hospital, and that's from October 23. Normal white blood cell platelets, normal hemoglobin, creatinine 1.09. She's been as high as 127. Normal sodium, potassium, acid, base, normal glucose, no blood protein in the urine, normal calcium, albumin, liver testing. Testing for tuberculosis, negative, based on the interferon testing, PTH not elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, stable over time. The likely reason for pneumonia, pleurisy, and hospital admission is rheumatoid arthritis and medications. She has also prior positive ANCA testing. He is followed with lung specialist today, presently improved. From the renal standpoint, no progression, no dialysis, no EPO treatment, no phosphorus binders, no vitamin D125, and no activity in the urine to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. Plan to see her back in a year. End of dictation.